Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You keep reading. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. I've gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He heard exactly what the man that now has 10 heard. Right? Why? Well, because the Lord didn't give him 5 to work with. Right? He doubled his. Well, that's as faithful as the other man who doubled his. It's not just what you have under your hand, it's how faithful you are with what you have. It's not how much, it's how faithful. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you're a hard man, reaping where you've not sown, gathering where you've not strawed. And I was afraid, and I hid your talent in the earth. And lo, here you have what is yours. His Lord answered and said, you wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. You ought to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I'd have received mine own with usury or interest. Take the talent from him and give it unto him which has 10 talents, for unto everyone that has shall be given, and he'll have abundance, but from him that has not shall be taken away even that he has. See, why did the man hide it? Afraid. And why was he afraid? Because he didn't trust the master. He said, he's mean. He's hard. I'm scared I'll lose what I got. The master's not unreasonable. Is he? He's not unreasonable. He's good. He didn't trust him. Didn't have the faith to trust him. Didn't have the faith to step out and do what he told him to do. Now, I want you to think about this. If somebody put you in charge of Branson today, I don't mean you were elected for a couple of years. I mean, it's your city. Ain't gonna be no elections. It's yours to run. Well, you're gonna need some help. Is that right? You're gonna need people in this area and people in this area and people in that area to help oversee and take care of things for you. Who are you going to appoint? Who are you going to appoint? Who? Well-known people. People that always wanted to run something. People that like to be seen, like to be noticed, people that really enjoy being important. People that love money. What? Who are you going to put in? What does faithful mean? Faithful means you can trust them. Trust them to do what? It's your city. Trust them to do what you want done with your city. Right? If you can't trust them to do what you want done, you'd be foolish to put them in there. Foolish to appoint them. How would you know they will do what you want them to do? How would you know? If they did it with a candy bar?
That's right.
If they did it with a broom?
Yeah.
If they did it with $10?
Yeah.
If they were faithful with a small thing, that's an indicator.
Yes.
That they'll do the same thing as it gets bigger. You know what you and I are doing right now?
Yeah.
We are being proven. I said, we are being proven. The Lord is allotting a talent, 2, 5, an opportunity, a few dollars in our hands, opportunities to do this. And so many times people think, oh, it's nothing to it. It's no big deal. It's not the big deal that's coming. But God's finding out who He can trust. And if you won't obey Him with $10, He's not going to put you over a city. Is that right? If you won't obey Him with the tithe, if you won't obey Him and get involved in the church or the ministry, if you won't go do what He tells you to do with people or with things, or we're being proven right now. I said we're being proven right now. This life is showing what our heart is, showing where our loyalties are, showing what our faith is. And you can clam up and be scared and go, well, I don't know, I might mess up. That is messing up. Right? The guy that clammed up and hid his talent, that's about as bad as you can mess up. If he'd have lost it, at least he was trying. He was trying to do something with what the Master gave him. And you see in Luke's account of this same parable, Luke 19, you don't have to turn there, they'll put it up for us, Luke 19, 16. In Luke 19, 16, same parable, just Luke's account, the first one came and said, Lord, your pounds gained 10 pounds, keep reading. And he said, well, you good servant, because you've been faithful in a very little, have authority over what? 10 cities. 10 cities. Somebody say 10 cities. 10 cities. The earth is a big place. And in the world to come, there are not going to be oceans like there are now. That frees up a lot of real estate. It's going to take a lot of people to oversee this thing. And whose is it? It's God's. It's His kingdom. But He's not going to personally take care of every detail. Those He appoints are going to do in His name His will. Who would those be? Who would those be? Faithful people. How would He know He could trust us? Because down here, for our 50 years, our 70 years, our 80 years, our 100 years, we handled our little handful of money. We handled our little opportunity, right? And if we did what He told us to do with it, the way He told us to do it, He knows. If they do it down there in the sin and the curse and the muck and the junk, if they'd obey me past their flesh and the temptations and the pressures of other people, I can trust them. I can trust them. And so many are going to hear, well done. You were faithful in a few little things. Now, behold. And these cities are going to have names. Glory to God. Have authority over these three cities, over these eight cities, over these 10 cities, over these 20 cities. A lot of the unions and connections that the Lord has, we're already seeing now in this life, they extend beyond this life. A lot of us that work together down here, we will still be working together. Because what the Lord does, the Bible says, it's forever. We may be seeing a lot of each other. Somebody says, sounds like a lot of work. It'll be glorious. It'll be glorious. You'll have no pain, no aches. You'll never be tired. There'll be no pollution. There'll be no junk. You'll want to be doing something, and you'll be doing something with the Master. I suppose the head of the church himself will check in on you from time to time. Glory to God. And then, of course, I'm sure we'll have those great times when all of us come together around the throne and just worship God till the heavens shake. Glory to God. And then you say, I better check on my cities. I better check on my cities. And what is it you'll be doing? You'll be doing exactly what you know the Father wants done. You'll not be doing your own thing. You'll never have a better idea than the one He gave you. Come on, are you listening to me? You see, God has had issues in ages past of His creation rebelling against him.
Yes, that's right.
I believe it's a sore subject with him.
Yeah.
The angels. Mm-hmm. Apparently a third of them following Lucifer's rebellion. That's not a fairy tale. That happened. Serious stuff. Serious stuff. And now on the earth, he creates Adam and Eve. He creates perfection. They disobey him. They follow the devil who rebelled against him. And then within a few generations, this whole place is so evil and so vile, it took a flood to cleanse it. What? Blatant, open, arrogant, blasphemous rebellion against him. We don't know how much of this there has been in ancient times past. But we know from the Scripture who God's looking for. What's He looking for? He's not looking for the smartest. He's not looking for the strongest. Who's He looking? He's looking for people that love Him and that He can trust. That will do what He says, the way He says, when He says. When you understand, when you don't have a clue why, you just do what He tells you to do. Why? Because He is my Lord. He is my King. Hallelujah. My Lord and my King. Come on, friend, are you stirred in your heart this morning? Do you want to be one He can trust? Do you want to be one called faithful? Well, don't fixate on cities and ruling and reign with Him in the future, because you're qualifying right now. We got to focus on what's in our hand, what's available in front of us, and don't despise the small things, because it's not just the amount or who knows about it. It's the faithfulness of it. Can He trust us? Can He count on us? Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Just pray this out loud. Just close your eyes. And lift up your hand. Say it out loud. Father God, I do bow my knee to the Lordship of Jesus under you, the God of heaven. And I desire to be one you can trust. Forgive me for any unfaithfulness, not taking things seriously, are not following through with everything you've told me to do. By your grace, that can stop. And I can be, and I purpose to be faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.